Hello, and welcome to ECNM On Air, a podcast series from ECNM Magazine that shares industry intelligence, insights, and opinions on all topics electrical. I'm your host, Ellen Parson, Editor-in-Chief of ECNM, and today I'd like to highlight some of the most popular technical pieces of content we've been running recently, but this time brought to you in audio-only form. In case you missed it, this content was originally brought to you in our ECNM Asks Q&A video series. This week, we're featuring subject matter expert Harold DeLoach, who addresses some of our readers' most pressing questions about which definitions in the National Electrical Code should be mastered first. This content was actually so popular that it warranted a part two, so Harold is back with more important definitions from Article 100 of the NEC. This discussion centers around additional terms every electrician needs to know, including what is an authority having jurisdiction, how to recognize key definitions when they're formed in a question on an electrical exam, for example, and the difference between bonding and grounding. Let's hear what Harold has to say about the most important definitions you need to know. Harold, over to you.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is part two, ECNMS, where our subject matter experts answer your most pressing electrical questions. The last time we were here, we opened up Article 100 and we started talking about technical terms that are important for electricians to know. Today, we're going to continue that with additional terms that electricians need to know. The next term that is very, very important that you guys need to understand in Article 100 in the National Electrical Code is authority having jurisdiction, AHJ. It's very important that electricians understand the broad nature of what an AHJ is and the various forms that the authority having jurisdiction can come in. So the definition reads as follows. An organization, office, or individual responsible for enforcing the requirement of a code or standard, or for approving equipment, materials, and installation or procedure. Now, the definition I'm reading could be a little different than yours. I'm reading from the 2017 NEC. In Philadelphia, in Allentown, the 2017 code is currently being enforced. And Philadelphia is actually split between two code editions, the 2014 and the 2017. 2014 for residential installations, 2017 for commercial. If yours reads a little different, you could be in the 2020, the 2023. There have been some changes in modifications. I'd like you guys to understand that an AHJ could be a fire marshal. It could be a building inspector. The third party inspector sometimes changes depending on the municipality you're in, whether or not they have an office or an organization large enough to support that specific position. But it is a broad term. The next one is something that you're most likely to see as a question on an exam. Automatic, performing a function without the necessity of human intervention. These are very basic terms. And when they're in the form of a question, they'll basically remove one word from these definitions and they'll give you four answer choices. It's important that you know what a definition sounds like when you read it, when you hear it in the form of a question. There are a few more terms in sections in Article 100 that are very, very important. All of your bonded terms, bonded and bonding, bonding jumper equipment, bonding jumper mail, bonding jumper system. I'm not saying that you need to exactly memorize these terms, but you should familiarize yourself with them. Another area that's important in Article 100, all of the definitions for branch circuits. It's very important that you understand the difference between a branch circuit and a feeder. The definition for branch circuit is the circuit conductors between the final overcurrent device protecting the circuit and the outlets. Always remember that the term outlet is broad. Most people think the term outlet means receptacle, but it doesn't. Outlet means anywhere you utilize electrical energy. It could be a receptacle, a duplex receptacle, could be a GFI, could be a light fixture, could be a ceiling fan, anywhere you utilize electrical power. Now, there are specific terms for branch circuits: branch circuit appliance, general purpose branch circuits, individual branch circuits. Do not make any assumptions that all of these branch circuits serve the same purpose. They'll come to you in the form of a question. They'll remove one word. They'll give you four answer choices. You want to make sure you do not mix those up. The last and final term I want to give you guys is cabinet, an enclosure that is designed for either surface mounting or flush mounting and is provided with a frame, mat, or trim in which a swinging door or doors are or can be hung. I know these terms sound very basic and very generic, but familiarize yourself with the rhythm and the nuances of our Article 100 definitions go. Listen, this is Harry DeLoach, your EC&M as subject matter expert. Thank you for tuning in. The next time you guys come back, we'll pick it back up with specific content that you request in the comment section. This is where we answer your most pressing questions. If you guys have any feedback, if you like what we're doing, post it up. I'll see you next time.
Well, it looks like we're out of time for today. Tune in next time for more answers to your most pressing electrical questions. EC&M On Air is produced by EC&M Magazine, part of the portfolio of Endeavor Business Media Publications. Well, I think that's it for now. I'm Ellen Parsons, signing off of EC&M On Air. Please let me know if you have any podcast topics you'd like to discuss in the future, and don't forget to check out our website for more great content resources for electrical construction professionals. Thank you and have a great day.